All right, so now I really want to go through the breakthrough part. That was the breakdown. I tried to articulate it as much as it was, but from January to June, I was a hot mess. And I was still taking action and trying to do things. Our bills were still getting paid, praise the Lord. I don't even know how. That's miraculous, you know? Like, we're not even bringing in enough money to pay our basic bills. And yet they got paid. Miracles, just miracles. And so I'm not even sure where the idea for the private label content came from because I hadn't thought about that in years. And in 2011, I had a private label business, a private label rights business, but it wasn't making me enough money at the time. So I just dove into client work so I could replace my job. So I guess I was looking at all the things that I had done and this idea mixed in with the membership idea that I had in the back of my mind. I didn't know how I could really make a good amount of money with a membership. I mean, you have to have a lot of people in your membership to make like a low cost membership, $7, $17, $27, $47 work. You have to have people staying and you have to have, you know, whatever. So as I was looking at all these things and as I was looking at faith mixing with business, I thought to myself, wait a second, Christians are my market. I realized that that is who I want to help. And how can I help them? Well, I can help them create content faster. And that was the light bulb moment. And that goes along with the freedom thing. So I started to create and sell digital products for Christians. And that fed into the whole freedom aspect too. And not just one-off products, but to create a membership site, which I had been resisting. I was resisting creating a membership site for many months, probably a year or two, actually, because I just didn't see how the membership would make me money. So I kind of just kept it in the back burner. But at some point, I had a thought drop into my spirit, digital creators in Christ. And this is in July. And I was like, wait a second, digital creators in Christ. That's my market. People who are creators. I'm a creator. I love to create. That's essentially what an entrepreneur is a creator, somebody who likes to create things and see things grow. And that's the thing that I do well. That's what I love to do. And I again, you have to get to the core of you. I create. I've always created. I've always created things, whether it's a podcast, whether it's a course, whether it's a funnel, whether it's I mean, it's like what I do, I create. So when I think about my market, I'm like, they are like me. They create and they want to create things and they're Christian. And they live life with a Christian worldview, and I want to help with that. So that all made sense to me. And I just said, okay, I'm just gonna go for it. I don't care anymore. I'm gonna launch a private label rights PLR devotional journal membership. That's what I did. So I wrote that in my journal in July, and I launched it on July 11th or 12th, and I had 40 some sales. It was only a $7 membership. And it was 40 some dollars, 40 sales. And I was like, wow, this is really cool. But I have to figure out how to monetize it because if you do the math, 40 times 7 is not that much money, right? So I launched a secondary, like heavier content PLR membership with Bible lessons at $27. And then I also launched a $97 coaching club to help people with ads and funnels. And so in the beginning of August, I wrote that I got over 100 subscribers and over 1,000 in monthly recurring revenue so far. So I said, yes, super happy about that. Then August 15th, I wrote down my 1 month stats from July 12th to August 15th. And at this point, I had a $7. I was focusing on these three tiers, $7, then a 27 and a 97. So the $7 was devotional journals, like light content, and then a heavier content at $27, and then a $97 coaching club with ads and funnels. And so I spent $3,654 on ads, but my revenue coming in from those ads was $5,389. And so my front end profit was $1,735. I had somewhere around 150 subscribers, and I was bringing in $1,714 in monthly recurring revenue. So it's actually 2 days short, so it's actually more. But what does this mean? This means that I made money to grow my subscriber base. So I started off with just a simple $7 membership, and then I was like, I have to monetize this better, and then I need to get people into the membership, because as I am running ads, the low cost offers that I have on the front end are paying for the ad spend, so that the back end offer is growing in monthly recurring revenue. So what do I do from here? Well, this is working. And, you know, almost $2,000 in monthly recurring revenue is an amazing thing in 1 month. And I had never done it like this before. When I was doing my funnels with my mini courses, I was selling one-off products. So every month I have to start at zero and I have to start over again. And there's nothing building upon the revenue that you already have. You're starting at zero every month. And so I felt like I could never get traction. And it was because I was missing the recurring revenue piece of my business. This is an amazing feeling to have when you are going into a new month with money already coming in. Yes, people drop off and all that stuff, but if you bring in more people than you lose, you're going to keep gaining every month. And so I said, okay, from what am I going to do from here? Now I'm convinced now. Now my brain is focused. Now I see the potential. 30 days in, I see the potential. I see that I'm going to just stay right here. Everything left as far as my mindset and the cloudiness, the indecisiveness, the wishy-washy up and down all around that I was trying to explain to you, it all left. It's gone. So now I can focus, clearly focus. Now I'm just staying right here. Now I made some changes in September. September. I was like, this is kind of goofy having two separate things. I'm just going to put it all into one. So I did it all in one. So now what I have is the Faith PLR Club, which is one membership, content membership site that has the devotional journals and the Bible lessons in there. And you get new content every month. And so that made more sense to me. And I don't want to divide it like that. So instead, what I do now is I create mini products on the front end that are just like one-off products that get people into the funnel, that get people into the membership. So I'm perfecting that, and I'm tweaking and testing that. And so now here I am at the end of December, 5.5 months into selling my brand new membership site. And I'm finishing this month over $20,000 in sales and close to $8,000 in monthly recurring revenue. I've met some amazing people through my ads who have come into my membership, and I've actually met a couple people in person in my local area from this. I mean, how cool is this? Every single day I'm getting somebody messaging me saying, I love what you're doing. I'm so thankful I found what you put together. I'm so glad you did this. People are just like, it's just unreal is what I'm saying. God has blown my mind, and I am overflowing with thankfulness every single day. Right now, I am in such a place of gratitude, I can't even describe it. I have a growing community filled with people who are digital creators in Christ. And I've hired 2 people to help me grow this business even more into 2024. And I just can't even explain how awesome it feels to be on this side, that it actually did, that I kept going, that I kept pressing into God, that He kept leading me, that I didn't give up. So In the next episode, I'm going to talk about the things that I've learned. And I know I already gave you some things here to ponder on and to meditate on, but there are some more things I want to share with you that were complete game changers for me for this year and like how I'm thinking. So the biggest thing that I'm taking away from this breakthrough is to be led by the Holy Spirit. Continue to seek the Lord in your business and in your life and in every aspect of your life, and continue to do the work. When you see the potential that it's working, that something's going, just go all in for that. And that is going to pay off in so many ways. So I'm ending this year with so much thankfulness, overflowing and excited and ready to just see where we can go this whole next year and help a whole bunch of people along the way.